Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Restaurant managers and district managers, this video is specifically for you. Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, and of course, like I said, author of Make It Happen, our newest book. I'm super excited about that. Grab your free copy at therestaurantboss.com/books. Anyways, I'm here today to talk about restaurant management, especially for you managers and even district managers. Now, owners, if you're actively managing your restaurant, then this video is also for you. But this is for any of you out there who are managing, your operators, you're in the restaurant, even at a district or a regional or an area director level. This is for you. And this is part of our How to Manage a Restaurant series. I think this is our third video. We'll go ahead and link in the comment section below to the previous videos, so that way you can watch all of them in the order that you want. But this video is about what to do with your day. In a way, I almost want to call this video like, what's your job? I get this question a lot. I talk to a lot of managers and I talk to a lot of owners who say to me like, what should my manager be doing? What should my GM be doing? What should my district manager be doing? What should my regional manager be doing? And to me, it really comes down to three things. And really, one of those is kind of part A and part B. So it really comes down to two things. Before I reveal exactly what they all are, I want to start with your time. I've done other videos about this and we'll link to them, but there's really two types of tasks that you do on a daily basis. Some of those tasks are what are called urgent tasks. Others are called important tasks. Now, it's a very subtle difference between the two. It's big, but it's small, and it's a little confusing. So I'm going to do my best to explain it here quickly. But if you literally just Google urgent tasks or important tasks, or if you really want to dork out on this, read a phenomenal book called 4DX, or Four Disciplines of Execution. But basically, urgent tasks are tasks that we have to do. They're part of our day. They could be urgent in that we're reacting to them, right? These are the tasks that are putting out fires. But we also group things like, if you're a manager of a restaurant, you have to be on the floor. You have to pay some bills. You have to process payroll. You have to hire people. Those are all your urgent tasks. These are the things that you have to do. Then we have important tasks. Important tasks don't really have a deadline. They should have a deadline. I'm going to teach you to apply a deadline to them, but they don't have a deadline in that they're not urgent. They don't have to get done today, right now. They're urgent, or they're important in that they're going to really move the needle. They're going to really help things progress, but I can do them tomorrow. I can do it next week. I can do it next month. These are the tasks. These are the things that end up on your to-do list, and they get moved to tomorrow because something urgent came up today. Someone called out sick today, so I couldn't work on that financial report. Something was wrong in the kitchen. A pipe burst today, or we didn't get our liquor delivery and you had to go to the store to get the liquor or your food delivery. So I couldn't work on the new hiring procedures or the checklist, right? So that's really the difference between urgent and important. That's going to be important right now. Important, important, urgent. It's going to be important right now as we talk about what we're really supposed to do with our day, right? What our job is. So the first part of your job is urgent tasks or urgent activities. These are the things that make up your day, right? If you're a restaurant manager, you're expected to be on the floor for a certain amount of your shift. You have paperwork that has to get done. There's things you have to do during your day. That's usually not the stuff you get in trouble for, or that's usually not the stuff that owners are disappointed in you for not doing. It's usually the important tasks, the things that we keep pushing off. So how do we know what important tasks we should be working on, and how do we prioritize those? It's very simple, and it comes down to an inspection. It comes down to some type of a scoreboard, or what we usually determine or build a scoreboard from, which is going to be an inspection. Now, if you're a manager in a restaurant, a general manager, a kitchen manager, a bar manager, a dining room manager, you should be doing your inspection on a daily basis. If you're a district manager, you're probably only inspecting your stores maybe once a week. If you're the owner of a multi-unit restaurant, the way you're going to determine what you need to be working on is based on those inspections. Let's say you own 5 locations and you have a district manager and each location has a GM. Well, let's follow this for a moment here. The owner gets their information from the district manager. The district manager does an inspection at all 5 stores. Based on that inspection, the general manager knows what they need to be working on in each store. Based on what they need to be working on in each store, their managers, right, their bar manager, their dining room manager, their whatever manager, knows what they need to be working on. All of the stuff that's on the inspection should also be on a daily checklist of some sort. So if I go to a store and I'm inspecting the kitchen for cleanliness, if I'm looking for labels and dates properly on food, if I'm looking for food that's stored properly, if I'm looking for the walk-in to be swept and cleaned, that should be on the daily checklist. So then there's no surprises. So when the GM or the KM is making sure that their team is following their daily routine with the daily checklist, if they labeled everything properly last night, if they swept and mopped the walk-in last night, if food was stored in the proper order last night, then, and that was inspected by the KM before the kitchen team went home, then the next day, when the area manager or the district manager comes in to inspect the store, there should be no surprises, and they should get a passing grade on that because they did what they were supposed to do based on the daily inspection, which led to the weekly inspection, and now the report goes back to the owners that everything at that store is good. But it doesn't always happen that way. So this is how we fill in the important tasks, the things that really progress the company, that really move the needle, that really help your team grow, is based on those inspections. If we're having trouble with cleanliness, my guess is right now there's no daily system for keeping the area clean. There's no accountability if there is a daily system to keeping that area clean. And then there's no accountability to the person who's supposed to be accountable to keeping that area clean, like a district manager or an owner, right? So if you're, let's say you're a single unit, you're a GM, and then you have a dining room manager and a kitchen manager. Again, let's talk about the kitchen. If the kitchen doesn't have an inspection report or a daily checklist to keep the kitchen clean, go build one. If it does and it's not being used, the only reason it's not being used is that the KM is not inspecting it. The KM is not holding the team accountable to it. If the KM's not holding the team accountable, it's because the GM's not holding the KM accountable. If the GM is not holding the KM accountable and the KM is not holding the team accountable, it's because the owner is not holding the GM accountable. So you can see kind of how this all flows down from the top down of the accountability. The systems do us no good if we don't manage them, right? Manage systems, develop people. We talked about that in a previous video. So now let's bring all of this together of like, what is our job? What are we supposed to do all day long? When I get the question, what's my team supposed to do? Well, part of your job is the urgent, managing the floor, helping out the guests, helping out your team, hiring, the stuff you're supposed to do. But the other part is fixing and building the systems and the accountability and the structure into the things that are not scoring as well as they're supposed to be on the inspection report or the scoreboard. The only way a football team knows what to practice is based on the score. If they lose a game, they need to practice more. And then they look back at the video to find out what are they doing poorly. Are they losing points on offense? Are they losing points on defense? Are they losing points on special teams? They have to look back at the data to find out where the areas for improvement are. That's the scoreboard. If you're a baseball player, you're going to follow all kinds of stats like RBIs, batting averages. You're going to look at details like, do I bat better against right-handed pitchers or left-handed pitchers? Well, if you bat poorly against left-handed pitchers, that's an area that you need to work on. So now when you divide up your week, You have part of your week is those urgent tasks, the things you just have to do. Like a baseball player has to play the game. But the other part of it is the important tasks. The things that are not written down, the things that are not black and white, the things that are not set in stone. Look, you're going to manage the floor because the floor gets busy. You're going to manage the floor because people come into the restaurant and now you have to. But it's what are you doing from 2 to 5 o'clock? What are you doing from 9 to 11 o'clock when the floor is not busy and you're in the office and you don't know what to work on next? You find out what to work on next by the scoreboard, by the inspection report. So really, like I said at the beginning of the video, your day is kind of, your day, your week, your month is kind of divided into three areas, right? The first area is the inspection, the daily inspections, the weekly inspections, however you set that up, depending on your position. And then that inspection drives your important tasks. Your urgent tasks are gonna happen anyways. It's the important tasks that we need that inspection for to keep us busy, to keep our restaurant moving forward. I hope you enjoyed this week's video and I look forward to bringing you another one just like this. My name is Ryan Gronfen with The Restaurant Boss. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. If you're interested in learning more about this, please go ahead and grab yourself a free copy of our book, Make It Happen, or check out our membership. We have a monthly membership at therestaurantboss.com/memberships. where we do a new training for our members every week. Plus, members get access to our trainings that we've put out previously, all of our online courses, including Scale, our premium kind of covers it all course, as well as once a month, we offer a live one-on-one Q&A session with me where you can literally jump on a call and ask me anything you want about owning, operating, or managing your restaurant, making more money, etc. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.